Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering local, organic, and sustainable breakfast to go for large parties, corporate events, and more. Ordering available online at portagebaycafe.com.
Okay, I guess we are ready. It's time for a live Blue Plate special studio session on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Robin Lloyd. Thanks for joining us. Curtis Salgado is our guest today. His long list of credits include co-leading the Robert Cray Band, being the inspiration for the Blues Brothers, fronting the Roomful of Blues Band, singing with Santana, leading his own Curtis Salgado and the Stilettos, which was a great band and a great band name, if
Silly
ever I
name,
heard one.
Actually,
I love that band.
Okay.
They are touring right now for the latest award-winning album, The Beautiful Lowdown. Please welcome Curtis Salgado.
Thank you.
Low down, dirty shame. It'll be a low down, dirty shame. Low. It's been on my mind these few years gone by. What's been keeping you by my side? Oh, it's been more than love, so much more than love. Ain't no more patient woman than mine. And the thought of you leaving left me weak, weeping. And as far as I've gone, I've got so.
Curtis Salgado on a live Blue Plate special studio session on 88.5 KNKX. Your new release is so wonderful that you carried away three awards at the Blues Foundation Blues Awards this year.
Yeah, ain't that something?
I know. Yeah. Soul Blues Album of the Year for The Beautiful Lowdown. Song of the Year for Walk a Mile in My
Keep It
Blues,
coming.
Which we're going to hear later.
All right.
And Soul Blues Male Artist of the Year, which is an award you've had a few times before.
Sure.
That's always
good. I'm surprised every time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the new CD is full of original tunes that you wrote or co-wrote. In fact, 11 of them. Actually, you started out with more than 11.
17.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And is songwriting come easy to you, or is
no,
it no?
It does not.
Is it a chore?
Well, you know, it's write, rewrite.
Mm-hmm.
Rewrite the writing wrongs of Reverend Roy Rogers. Anyhow, you got to. I love the crafting of songwriting.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you a little side note. I never got Bob Dylan because he didn't sing like Sam Cooke, and he didn't mm-hmm. play harmonica like Little Walter,
mm-hmm.
my black blues master heroes right. that changed the course of, just really affected me and changed the course of my life. And but then all of a sudden, I got it. It was like, oh, I get this. This is the message, and this is this. And then started really, and, you know, this guy just sits down and goes, and write something that can mean so many things or not, or it's a dead, you know, there's all these different things. So that's really, the crafting of songs, the Beatles, you know, mm-hmm. Eleanor Rigby, John Prine, and then Stephen Sondheim,
is yeah.
that is, you know.
Yeah.
So I really got into, like, how a song's made, what's the, God, what poetry.
Yeah.
And, I'm nowhere near those guys. I can't carry their wallet, but I'm trying to be. You know?
A lot of the tunes seem real personal.
Oh, I think any, you know, every tune is yeah. personal.
Yeah.
You know, and when writers write, it's like, is this something? It's not always that way. One of the first songwriters I did was the guy that was writing with, that wrote Robert Cray's first big ones, which was Strong Persuader, mm-hmm. Right Next Door. And they started out as, I guess, country western tunes.
Wow.
And then Robert and Richard and the band turned it into, you know, Memphis Soul, kind of that wow. groove or Robert's thing, right? So his name was Dennis Walker. And Dennis Walker and I got together, and he's been writing songs for years. And he goes, well, Kurt, you know, you pour a cup of coffee, you make put the pot on, you pour a cup of coffee, and you get to work. It doesn't always have to be. I lived through this emotion. It comes, so in other words, by hook or by crook,
mm-hmm.
you get a song. By hook or by crook, I don't, you know.
Great.
If I don't come up with something, then I've got songs I, you know, it's like, I can't. So I say, hey, Tracy, and then Tracy wrote a bridge to one of the songs, one of my favorites,
yeah.
you know. So I'll take it from anybody.
Okay.
And give them credit is an important.
Of course. Okay. Let's have let's have another tune. We heard Low Down Dirty Shame. What's next?
I think it's I Know a Good Thing. Is that right, fellas?
Yes.
All right.
This
is our rendition of, and I think we hit it pretty cool. This is a Memphis, Mississippi Hill music is what this
nice.
Is.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Like Curtis that. Salgado on 88.5 KNKX.
I know a good thing, baby. I know a good thing, baby. It's gonna come my way. When it come my way. When it come my way. Now I've done a lot of living. I've been high, I've been low. Ain't too much coming down the line I ain't never seen before. The first time that I saw her, this is pretty as you please. Well, I wasn't looking for love, love was looking for me. I know a good thing, baby. She come my way. When it come my way. Now I never mistreat my woman. Do the best to make her stay. I love her for 1,000 years. Each time in a different way. She was standing in the garden. Red flowers all around. The sun shining through that summer dress. When she turns around, I know a good thing, baby. Oh, yeah, I know a good thing. I know a good thing, baby. I wanna come. my way, when it come my way. Full-grown woman knows what it's all about. She got 100 ways to get to me. I can't figure out. And half the time she drives me crazy, but she mixes it up in spades. She's a mighty fine woman and a real bad girl. Tell me I ain't got it made. I know a good thing, baby. Come on. I know a good thing, baby. When she come my way, oh, when she come my way. Yeah.
Yeah. Curtis Salgado in a live Blue Plate Special studio session on 88.5 KNKX.
Blue Plate Special.
That's right. We start. I start my midday jazz show every weekday with a little set of blues.
Oh, good.
Just for fun.
Well, it belongs there.
So, the new CD from Curtis Salgado is the beautiful Lowdown. It's award-winning. Tell us, introduce us to the band, if you would, please.
I'll be more than happy to. I'm very blessed to be with these fellas. On the drums back there, that's Casey Anderson. Let's give him some love. He needs it. Needs a lot of love. Next to me is, I like to say on stage, he's my right-hand man on the left-hand side. We've been playing music for 21 years. His name is Tracy Arrington. He's from Seattle, Washington.
Yay.
He's from here. Yeah. And the comic relief here in the band is the guy in the back that you can see here. This is one of the finest guitar players this side of the Mississippi. This is Alan Hager right here. And another brilliant musician, ladies and gents, from Portland, Oregon, on the keyboards and vocals. By the way, Tracy sings, all these guys sing. This is Brian Harris on the keyboard.
So you have been all over the place, and you've had some health issues that you've dealt with lately. Your fans are always looking to make sure that you're okay. They've been really supportive.
I'm telling you, it's embarrassing. It's humbling.
It's humbling.
Very humbling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but you look great. You sound terrific.
Thank you.
And that's your whole focus, is to just keep playing, right?
That's the only thing I know how to do, Robin. That's it. Yeah. This is it. I thought I didn't want to do hard labor, and this turns out to be hard labor anyhow. Except that I love it.
Yes.
See?
Makes all the difference in the world.
You know, working a jackhammer, I don't think I'd like that.
Absolutely not. Okay. So what do you see next for you? Just going to keep
I have
touring and recording?
That's it. That's the name of the game. I mean, there's a whole, it'd be nice to take a break. Mm-hmm. When I am taking a break at the level that I'm at, it's, you know, I mean, I play, the music is shifting, and I'm not, you know, you can feel the shift of stuff. There's new generations coming. When I grew up, it was, you know, I grew up on Count Basie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that turned into blues, and then college kids discovered the blues and Muddy Waters. And then the Beatles and the Stones came out and pushed it later. And, so that was the hip-hop back then. And now it's turned into different things.
Right.
And the other thing really that's changed everything is the computer, the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's listening. There's some little kid right now probably really digging some music from the Middle East.
Yeah.
You know, and the kids in the suburbs of America. So there's all this coming, and that's really cool, but now there's so much music, it's hard to compete.
Yeah.
My point being, this is all I know how to do, and I'm just trying to compete and keep my head above water. And my fans and friends and people just threw out so much love. I mean, I had no idea. I'm not expecting anything or wanting it. And it's just like, you know, keep going. It's okay. If it's working, I'm eating. I'm breathing and eating, have a roof over my head.
That's,
the things in life, just, you know, monetary things just kind of not as important.
Great.
As a good steak and some mashed
potatoes.
There
you go. We're so very glad that you're here with us today.
Thank you.
I really want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come and visit us. Let's have another
this
tune.
It's a big deal, man.
Hey.
This is NPR. Kidding me? This is a bomb. I hope you don't get arrested. Not a real bomb, folks.
Thank you.
Okay. That's cool. That's hip for cool. There you go.
Okay. You have to explain the jokes. That's sad.
Well, you don't know who's listening.
I know.
Not that.
All right.
You know, it could be the government. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's have one more tune, and then we'll let you head on, get back on the road.
All right. This is for you baby boomers out there, and a warning to you millennials. Walk a mile in my blues. Pay attention. Imagine this here life and all the things I've been through. I've been knocked down so many times, hard times ain't nothing new. I've been cut from stem to stern, sewed back up again. Lost my brother to the needle, lost my wife to her best friend. And oh, you'll never know just what it takes to fill these shoes before you criticize me. Walk a mile in my blues. I know I'm not the only one to walk a trail of tears. And I've got the scars to prove it. I've been on the road for years. So I head up high, 'cause crying won't do me no good. If I could. No, you'll never know just what it takes to fill these shoes before you rush to judge me. Walk a mile in my blues. Everybody's fighting a battle, a little pain. Right here in front of you. Well, I don't care what you say. I've got nothing left to lose.